There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This is Coulter Wall, and I'm going to play a song called 13 Silver Dollars, which is a pretty simple song, more or less a true story about getting arrested in Canada. Here we go.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. There is no usual background to becoming a country singer, but it's fair to say that this week's guest has had one of the more unusual ones. Coulter Wall of Swift Creek, Saskatchewan, is the son of Brad Wall, premier of that province. Wall's self-titled debut album, however, is sufficiently promising to suggest that the day might dawn on which Brad Wall finds himself best known as Coulter's father. Coulter Wall came by Midori House to play some choices from his new album, explain his fondness for Townes Van Zandt, and tell us how Waylon Jennings Cadillac came to be in the family.
It was a cold and cruel evening, sneaking up on Speedy Creek. I found myself sleeping in the snow. One or two odd reasons I ain't too proud to repeat. For now we'll say I had no place to go. There was a rustle and a humming, just hauling down the street. I drew myself up from my icy bed. Painted on that shiny car, the letters RCMNP. I could feel a little aching in my head. And then out jumps this old boy, about twice the size of me. He asked me for my name and where I dwell. And I just looked him in the eye and sang Blue Yodel Number 9. He didn't catch the reference, I could tell. And then the old familiar click and the handcuffs bind and grip should have left me in the snow where I lay. He just laughed and touched his gun, and turning to me he said, "Son, I bet you don't own a damn thing to your name." I got my health by John B. Stetson. I got me a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars and my mind. I got my health by John B. Stetson. I got me a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars and my mind. Along with 13 silver dollars and my mind.
Coulter Wall from Swift Current, Saskatchewan. Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
That location, first of all, which you do mention sort of in one of the songs you've played for us, 13 Silver Dollars, by its other name, Speedy Creek.
Yeah.
What's it like as a place to grow up in?
Well, obviously I'm biased because it's my hometown, but I really love it. It's done a lot of growing over the years and as far as population goes, so it continues to get bigger and bigger, but it really is a small town in its essence. And it's in a very interesting part of the world, a really interesting part of Canada that I don't think a lot of people from outside there know much about. Saskatchewan and sort of the Midwest of the country as a whole is kind of, It's an interesting place because there's not a lot of people that live there at all. It's pretty scarce as far as cities and population, but it's very large in its size. If you can imagine, what I usually tell folks back in the States is imagine a place that's a little bit bigger than Texas and just under a million people that live there in total. So it's a lot of wide open country, and it's beautiful, at least in the summertime.
With new artists especially, with all artists, but with new artists especially, I'm always interested in which song or which singer was the one that made them, you made them think that, you know, one day I'd like to do that. With you, I don't think I kind of really need to ask, because there's a couple of fairly obvious clues on your new album and on the EP before that. You've recorded two songs by Townes Van Zandt already. Was he the one for you?
He was certainly one of them. By the time I heard Townes for the first time and really, you know, started diving into his back catalog of stuff, I had been sort of trying my hand at writing a little bit, but, you know, he completely shifted my world in a lot of different aspects, and especially as a writer. The moment that I discovered his songs was a huge moment for me as a songwriter. I guess one of the earliest influences I had as really young, I mean, you know, relatively speaking, was Dylan. Dylan was sort of the first songwriter I heard that made me think maybe I could start trying to write. By then, I'd already been playing guitar, but I hadn't tried to write any songs yet. So he was sort of initially the first artist I heard that made me want to get into that. And then, you know, Townes came a little bit later, but he absolutely changed everything, you know.
And was this music that was generally in the house you grew up in, or did you find your own way to it? I read somewhere that your dad owns Waylon Jennings Cadillac. Is that true?
Oh, that's a funny rumor. it is more or less true. He went and found it at some auction in Missouri, I think, and the bids were really low, and he managed to snag it, and then had to find a way to get it up into Saskatchewan. But that's a whole different story. Waylon Jennings was somebody that was played in the house a lot, and definitely more of the country and western side of things. I grew up around a lot of country music, being from, you know, a small sort of rural community and around a lot of farmland and a lot of ranchers and that sort of thing, with the, you know, cowboy culture and all that. Country music has always sort of been built into me from day one. As far as, you know, guys like Dylan and Townes, who I consider to be more folk singers, that sort of stuff I went out of my way to find, I guess, and sort of discovered it more on my own. This next song is called Motorcycle.
Buy me a motorcycle, wrap her pretty little frame around a telephone pole, ride her off a mountain like old Arlo. Figure I'll buy me a motorcycle. Well, I figure I'll walk to the liquor store, Thunderbird, two bottles, maybe three, maybe four. Follow my feet down the music road. Pour it on the pavement like you would a tombstone. Like you would a tombstone. Like you would a tombstone. Pour it on the pavement like you would a tombstone. Feeling this way, pop another pill, hop another train. Tell my brothers and my sisters that it's keeping me sane. Figure I'm weary of feeling this way. Well, I figure I'll buy me a motorcycle. Michael Rapper, pretty little frame around a telephone pole. Ride her off a mountain like old Arlo. Figure I'll buy me a motorcycle. Figure I'll buy me a motorcycle. Figure I'll buy me a motorcycle.
The new self-titled album produced by Dave Cobb, who appears to be producing every great country record that emerges at the moment, Sturgill Simpson, Corb Lund, Jason Isbell, Shooter Jennings, Chris Stapleton, etc. A couple of previous Midori House guests in that list, in fact. Mm. But this is a... He doesn't really have a sound as such. He's quite, I think, good at bringing out the best in people. But by the standards of his productions, this is a very, very, very stripped back record. There's not a huge difference between really the album and what you've played for us here today. Was that a conscious decision on yours and his part?
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes Dave so great is that, well, I'm sure he has a, you could easily say he has a certain... a unique bag of tricks as a producer and also as a musician. He's able to morph with every record that he does, I guess you might say, and sort of, it's not so much about the sound of a Dave Cobb production as much as it is the sound of whoever's, you know, cutting the record. He's, I think that's a conscious thing that he does. He tunes into individual styles and what makes people unique, and that sort of becomes the focus for him. Or at least that was my experience in the project we did together with this record. And, you know, from day one, from the moment I met him, I think we both knew that the name of the game was Less is More. And, you know, the more stripped down we can make this record, the better it'll be.
Well, to go back to that song, 13 Silver Dollars, how true a story is it?
It's pretty true. to be exact, I guess it would have been last November, I think. I was in my hometown and... I got into some trouble, and I ended up in a public park. And of course, it's, you know, Western Canada in the middle of November, very cold.
I was going to say, if you go to sleep in a public park in Western Canada in the middle of November, there's not a huge guarantee of waking up.
Yeah, you better be bundled up, which I thankfully was. But I didn't end up staying there the whole night, as the song tells, because I ran into a fella come down the road in a car, and the line in the song is... you know, RC, M&P, and I sometimes have to explain that over here and also in the States at shows that it stands for Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And he didn't look too kindly on the state that I was in mentally or physically at the time, and plucked me out of the snowbank, and we went for a ride in his car. An uncomfortable ride in the back of his car.
It is the advantage, I guess, especially of being a country singer, that if everything does go terribly wrong in one, even if it's just one night or in one entire area of life, you think that there's material here.
Yeah, it usually makes for, at the very least, a good story and sometimes a good song, because I think at its root, country music is really about, you know, storytelling and entertaining people with a good tale. At the moment, I wasn't thinking that because my brain wasn't really working as well as it should have. But in retrospect, whenever I sat down to write that song, I felt like it made a pretty decent story.
This is a song called Codeine Dream.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Colter Wall. His self-titled debut album is out now on Young Mary's Records. He's on tour in the US, Canada, and Europe over the next couple of months. Dates can be found at colterwall.com. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have music from K-pop group Love X Stereo. But for the time being, I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks very much for tuning
playing
in.
Playing on the north wind, lead me to my door. Thumbing through my greenbacks, swearing I made more. Some cruel nightly cycle leaves me crying on a motel floor. But I don't cry for you anymore. Many a dark hour, I look up to the sky. Many unkind thoughts are laid on my hazy eyes. Sometimes I get to thinking, why wait around to die? but I don't think of you, so I get by. And every day it seems whole damn life's just a codeine dream. I don't dream of you anymore. Sun's gone away now. Green grass turns to brown, and every December it's a little bit harder to lay that bottle down. It's more than just the weather that plagues this prairie town. And I won't be seeing you when I come round. Every day it seems the whole damn life's just a codeine dream. I don't dream of you anymore.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.